Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download that from your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once you got a download, you look for WILK News Radio. You favorite us, and that's it. You got us. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay podcast. If that's your thing, you can get us anywhere, your favorite podcast. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite it there, and it'll be downloaded right to your inbox each and every day. And we put a whole host of new shows weekdays on that platform as well, or any platform you get your podcast from, or your smart speakers. Just ask them to play WILK News Radio, and you'll get us pure digital bliss. 410, 39 degrees here on this Monday, November 17th, 2025. See, I told you it was going to be too bad. We got through the first hour of Monday already. We'll get through this hour, the next hour, and then off to the races, right? So, listen, we've talked about this and talked about this and talked about it, and it seems to be a talking point for mostly Democrats that just doesn't want to go away. And that's these Epstein files, the so-called Epstein files. Listen, release them all. I could care less. Because, and here's the reason because. Or, you know, this isn't the reason because, but it's just a fact. You had every administration going back to Obama that had possession of all these documents. These documents have not changed. It goes all the way back. And it was in each administration's hands. And there is no way with everything that's gone on. There is no way. And you can try and spin these. You know, they just tried late last week with these new emails from the Epstein files from a victim. Well, Trump had to know. And that very victim that was omitted from that release, came out and said, no, Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. The very victim that was the subject in that email that was redacted for whatever reason, because they wanted to make it seem mysterious. They wanted to make it seem questionable. That very victim came out and said, absolutely not, had nothing to do with any of this. So that was a nothing burger. And quite honestly, the back and forth on to release them, to not release them, the court saying that the grand jury testimony could not be released, that was a judge that did that, not Trump. Now Congress can release them. Most of the files, Again, a judge determined that some grand jury testimony could not be released because it didn't add anything that wasn't public knowledge already. So now he comes out, and this is President Trump, comes out and says, go ahead, release them all. Think logically. With all the entities that I just said that had possession of these files, if there was anything on the slightest that could have been used, I mean, if there was a smoking gun, if there was even anything that more, I mean, they're just outright making things up now. They're redacting names and putting things out in a different context so the media and you guys could run wild with the narrative. And they don't have to lie because they're letting you do the lying for them. But you had the Biden administration, you had the Obama administration. They had these files. If there was anything in there and they could have been weaponized, they would have been. So this is all just distraction. I mean, you have to see that. You have to realize that. You have to see that. I mean, why wasn't it used when the Biden Department of Justice had them? Why didn't they come out and say, no, there's an election coming up. You can't vote for this guy. Look at everything. That these files, they would have, and you know they would have. Now, what I do believe is there's some things in this that are collateral damage to a lot of other people. That maybe they would have liked to have protected. But at this point, I don't even think they care about protecting those people anymore. And I'm not talking about the Trump administration. I'm talking about the Biden administration.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
If there was anything that could have been weaponized, it would have been. And it wasn't. So this distraction. And you have to think when it got at its highest was during this government shutdown. It was a distraction from the government shutdown. It was, look over here while we're not doing anything over here type thing. But now you have this new directive. President Trump said Sunday that House Republicans should vote to release any and all files related to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. After previously trying to dissuade the GOP from backing a measure that would force just that outcome. House Republicans, now this is a quote, House Republicans should vote to release the Epstein files because we have nothing to hide and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect the great success of the Republican Party. That was a quote from the president Sunday evening. Now, the House is expected to vote tomorrow on legislation that would compel the Justice Department to make public all materials related to the notorious case. The vote will happen despite the opposition of GOP leadership after a so-called discharge petition received the required 218 votes last week. The legislation must also pass the Senate and be signed by Trump himself. So, you know, here's the bluff. Trump signs this himself after it passes both houses. What is there left then? Like I said, the Democrat committee redacted names that didn't need to be redacted because the person was already made public to make it sound speculative, to put it in a different context. And that was last week's narrative. And once that fell flat, because the victim themselves came out, they had statements. I believe the victim is now deceased. But they had statements on the record from them saying, no, that has nothing to do with this. And it fell flat. But they tried, because let's redact a couple of names. Let's make it sound mysterious and kind of insinuate that Trump knew something. I mean, even those out there with the most severe cases of Trump derangement syndrome, it is truly a thing. Actually, we had a doctor in come out saying many of their patients are suffering from it in the media this weekend. 80% of his patients are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. We see them on social media. Some of them call this show. They had these files under their own Department of Justices. And nothing was brought out. Nothing was brought to light. No finger pointing was done. No charges were brought. So what really makes you think? And again, you could be the most deranged Republican hater, whatever. You have to realize that there is nothing there. You had all the files. Your team had the playbook. And they didn't come out with anything. There were no accusations. Until they lost power. And then all of a sudden when they lost power, it's a distraction thing. Let's keep throwing that name out there. Let's throw the speculation out there. And I actually think the distraction from the administration point of view has been kind of brilliant. It's taking time and effort where from Democrats instead of focusing on their own lack of leadership, their own lack of platform, their own lack of a team, their own lack of a bench moving forward. Listen, I gave credit where credit's due. The election, they did well, places like New Jersey. They did well in places like Virginia. They did well in places like Luzerne County. They did well in other parts. They did well with the judge race here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Who's the leadership, though? Where's your team moving forward? Where do you go for the midterms? And that will start to mold itself, but you have a party that's in pretty much disarray. You have a DNC whose own union is saying they may take action against their DNC leadership because they're being made to come to work 5 days a week. I mean, there is not a cohesive machine. There is not a well-oiled platform to move forward to smoothly go into the midterms, to smoothly go into 2028. And again, where right now you got to have Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. I'd say 40 to 60% of their own party don't want anything to do with them anymore. I mean, when you have Cory Booker coming out saying it's time for Chuck Schumer to move on. Where are we at? Is he going to step up? Is he the next one? Because that would be phenomenal. And where do we go with the House? I mean, you do have Nancy Pelosi riding off into the sunset. You do have a lot of others. Where do they go from here? Does the radical wing of Democrats take over? Do they believe the facade that's going to be a Scranton, a New York City mayor to where all he's going to do is blame other people for not being able to get most of his platform done. I tried. I was on the side of you. I fought for you, but the city council stopped me. The governor stopped me. Washington, D.C. stopped me, but I'm here fighting for you. No, yeah, sure. But like I said from the start, it'll be the biggest test tube case. Put the glass up and make New York City an aquarium to study. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting indeed. It's 420 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.